Let us start on the Gemara Beitza on Tes on Yud. That's 10b Amud Beis. Yud Amud Beis, and we're here in the middle of a discussion. Okay, so what was the situation over here in the Mishnah? The Mishnah talked about that before Yom Tov, he goes and he prepares three, let's say, pigeons or whatever, the birds, and that he is going to use the next day on Yom Tov. He's going to shech them on Yom Tov, those three pigeons that he prepared. But when he comes to the nest on Yom Tov, he only finds two. The Mishnah said that's permissible. Why? Because the Gemara says you prepared three. The two that are here are left from before, and one left. So there's two that remain from the original three. And that's why you can use them. What would be the other logic? What could be the other possible logic? Otherwise, you can say, look, I left three, there's no three here. So those three go together. And the fact that there's two, those are two new ones that joined the nest. And we can't use it on Yom Tov because they weren't prepared. We say, no. We say this three that were here originally, two of them remain and one left. But these are not two new ones, and therefore you can use the two. That's the Mishnah said. But the Gemara says, well, this would mean, the Gemara says, that the Mishnah goes like Rebbe and not like the Rabbanon, which is problematic for us, because this means that the halacha is like this Mishnah, and the halacha is not like Rebbe when he disagrees with the Rabbanon when they're a majority. The halacha is not like them. So what is the case in where there is a machlokes, disagreement between Rebbe and the Rabbanon? So the case is if a person leaves 100 amoneh, that money, that 100, is money of Meiser Sheni. And he left it in a box. Money of Meiser Sheni is not allowed to be spent like regular money. You have to take that money and bring it up to Yerushalayim and buy food over there and eat it in Yerushalayim. The Torah allows you to exchange the actual produce, the Meiser Sheni, that you have it rest on the money. And then that money cannot be used, but when you go up to Yerushalayim, you take the money, instead of schlepping all your miser, you have to buy over there. So he puts it away in a box for safekeeping for when he goes up to Yerushalayim. So he put in a money, he put in 100, and then he goes ahead and he finds 200. So what's the status? So one opinion of Rebbe is, he says, okay, you put the 100, now you have another 100, so you have a mixture of 100 of Meiser, plus there's another 100 that came here. So we have a mixture of one and one, and therefore what we need to do, Rashi explains, you have to take the better 100, the better money, and have everything rest on that. You have to bring up 100. That's the opinion of Rebbe. No, but the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say if there were originally here 100, then I'm going to say that 100, how is there 200 there? He says, since it's not the way I put away 100. And now I found 200, then I'm going to assume that you took the 100, which was Maaser, you put it elsewhere that you don't remember, and the 200 that is here, you left here and you forgot. And therefore, you can go ahead and use this money, and we have to go find the other 100 where you put it. But it's not the 100 over here, because once it's changed from where you put it, we're going to say it left. What happens in the other way around? This is all the Braisa, the other way around. If you put down 200 of Maaser Sheni, and then you found 100, this will be more like the case that you prepared 3 and you found 2. So you prepared 200 and then you found only 1. So again, Rebbe says, okay, you know, one of them was somebody took, but the one of them is there, so you can't use that money. But Rebbe Chacham say, no, it's all chulin. He says, you don't, the 100, you hadn't taken anything to Yerushalayim, so you did not separate one from the other, and you must have taken them both, and you left them somewhere else, because you don't take 100 separately, so you didn't handle it. I guess maybe somebody else stole it or something, but we don't say that, because if he would have stolen it, he would have taken both. The thief doesn't know that it's... so he would have taken both. But in any event, we're saying like this. The assumption is, since this is not the way you put it, there's no reason to say that you took away 100, because maybe if you were going to go to Yerushalayim and you didn't need enough money to spend more than 100, you took away, but you didn't go to Yerushalayim. So these are both, and you must have forgotten them. So the question is, so you see that we don't assume that the 100 that was left is part of the original 200. And we're saying, according to the Chachamim, you can eat, you can use all of the 100, because it's not that same 100. In our case, that you prepared 3 birds, and now you only find 2, according to the Rabbana, you should say, well, the original 3 all, you didn't separate them, the original 3 all left, and the 2 here are new ones. And the fact that you don't say that, that means you go like the Rebbe. And that's a difficulty to rule like Rebbe against the Chachamim. Why would he say that this is okay? Why does Rebbe rule in our Mishnah, Stam Mishnah, that if you prepared 3, you find 2, that's okay? Why is that okay? Why don't we say the first 3 left her and these 2 came from elsewhere? And the Gemara answers. And the Gemara says, Afilu Teimo Rabbono. So this is where we left last time. No. Even it goes according to the Rabbono. That by money, there is no reason to say that for the money left here. How did the money in the case over there, the fact that you left there 200 and now there's 100 there, the 100 doesn't move by itself. So you can't say, well, the 100, 100 of it just moved away. Why did it, who moved it? It's the person that has to move it. So therefore, we have to say that he took, that he must have taken both of them, put them elsewhere, and this is not the same money. But when we're talking about birds, birds jump away on their own. What is there to hold them together? The assumption is that they, two of them from before, and one of them left him. So the Gemara says like this, Afilu teime rabbonon, even if you're going to say that our halacha will go even according to the rabbonon. Over here, the rabbonon will agree that this two birds are the original two birds. They're not somebody else. Why? Both of them say, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, they both say, that Shani Goizolis, it's different, these little birds, Hoyil Vasuin Ledadis, since they are destined to jump. But wait, let's do the Rashi. Shani Gazolis. Lahochi Kolememra Echod Hola, Vachaveir of Nisharu. Therefore, we could say that one of them left and the other ones remained. Hoyil Vasuin Ledadis. Because they are destined to jump around. So one of them jumped away and the other one left. Rashi explains, Hoyu Vasuin means Rigilin, Hein Lies Medadin Echod Echod. They are used to, that's the way they do. They jump, they jump one by one. The Yoitzim and Ichnasim, they go out and come in. So the assumption is that one of them left and the other two stayed. Avol Mone, but money, Leholach Meilov, it didn't go on its own. Elim Kein Notle, only if you took it. Uksha Notle, Notle Shneim, if you took them too. Why would you take only one? So therefore we say that the money that came here is Chulin, it's not the money that you left over, because why would you take only one? If you're hiding the money of Meiser, you'd hide them together. So that's the Gemara's answer. Why over here the assumption is that these two remained, and the originally two, and the one left them. So the Gemara says, now, v'lomalei lishnuyi alo shani gezolos hoyil vasuin ledadis. Why was it necessary for the Gemara to come up with this answer? The Gemara is going to ask now that there isn't really a problem in the first place, according to one opinion, as we'll see. Why do we have a problem with the ruling that it doesn't fit with the Rabbanon if we learn the interpretation of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar? And we'll see, the Gemara will articulate. Let's just do the Rashi. So why does Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar have to answer, which means ma duchin litlois tam mishna senu? What pushes them? What squeezes them to hinge that the reason of our mishnah is bemedadim? Why does holy didhu metukmas shapir kirabonon? According to them, Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar, it would go like the Rabbanon, belav haitaima, without this reason. Besides the reason, they don't have to say that because it jumps. There is a different reason. Because the ha'inu afligu bahi de maiser, because they have a machloikas in the case of maiser. What's the situation over there? What exactly happened? You said there was two, and now there is one. So they disagree what happened, what the Bryce is talking about. Chad, we don't even know exactly who said was. That's what we said. One says, Chad Omar. One says, Machloikes b'monochim shnei hamonim b'kis echot. That the disagreement between Rebbe and the Chachamim is when the 200s are lying in one wallet. Which means, since both of the 200 were in one wallet, so the Rabbanon argue, why would you take one of them and leave the other one? And that's why the Rabbanon say that the other one is a new 100, because Why would you, there would be no reason for you to leave them both. But, so, b'munochim shnei amonim b'kis echod, when the 200s are lying in one wallet, in one pocket, b'ahu huduk omri rabbonon, over there the rabbonon say, they disagree on Rebbe, and they say, dikshanotol kol akis notol, that when he took the whole wallet, and therefore, if you find 100, that's not part of that 200, because there would be no reason to separate. However, he says, he argues, Abo bishnei kisim, but if the 200 are laying in two separate wallets, 100 in one wallet and 100 in the other wallet, so then the Rabbanon those disagree, Moidu, they agree, da echad notal, v'nich hasheni, he took one, and he left the second one. Because in that case, the Rabbanon say that it's logical that maybe he took one of them, because it's in a separate pocket, it's in a separate wallet. So maybe he took the other one. So we're not going to say if he took them both. We don't say that rationale. That's one opinion. V'chad omar, and then there's another opinion that says, Punk faker, that machloik is bebeis kisim, that the disagreement between Rebbe and Rabbonon, if it is two pockets, and by two pockets, bahu huduk omer Rebbe mona munach mona mutl. If it's in two pockets, Rebbe's logic is, okay, he took one and left the other one. But the Rebbe will agree that if it's in one pocket, then he says there's no reason for you to take only one money, and then he would agree to the Rabbanon that it's chulin. So let's look at the Gemara. So this is the way that they explain it. Freddy Gemara, it maralodahi. But we learned about the Braisa. What did we learn? The Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Lozer. There is machloek Rabbi Yochanan and Lozer. Chad Omar, there is machloek. Chad Omar, bishnei kisim machloekis. One says the machloekis is only by two pockets. Yeah. Which is the second thing that Rashi brings down. But that's only by two pockets. Avo b'kis echod, but in one pocket, divrei hakol chulin. Everybody will say that it's chulin. Why? Because he must have for sure taken them together, and the one that is here is he forgot. He put another money here. B'chad omar, another person says the other that b'kis echod machlokes. The other one said that is one pocket is the machloikis. Avo b'shnei kisim divrei hakel mona munach mona mutl. But we say mona munach mona mutl. So the Gemara says like this. So let's examine now. B'shleim hi my loygar sina. B'shleim lemanda omar b'shnei kisim machloikis. So according to the man, the Omar, that says that the machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Lezer is by two pockets. So it turns out, so according to, we say that Bishnei Kisim. Okay, let's do the Rashi. Go slowly. Bishleim lemanda Omar Bishnei Kisim Machloikes. So Rashi Hamaksha Siyume Misayim Lemilsa. He's concluding his question. Umefarish Kushiyosi explains the question, because the ones who are explaining this Machloikes, one of them is Rabbi Yochanan, one is Rabbi Lozer. And one of them said one of the ways, and Shnei Kisim, the other one said Kisechot. But both of them are answering the same Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, that the reason why over here we're assuming that it's the same birds because a bird leaves, why did they have to say that? Because according to the one that says that everybody agrees, because even when we're talking about two pockets, and here we're talking about two birds, right? The Rabbanon also agree that it's separate. The Rabbanon agree that what? That we're going to say that those left over. Let's look inside. What pushes them to say that? Why is in our Mishnah we say that that mona is that that birds, those two birds, were the original ones, and one left them because it jumps away. According to them, it would fit according to the Rabbanon, even without this special reason of Medadim. Even in a case where there is not Medadim, the Rabbanon still holds, the Rabbanon will still hold that these are the original ones. Do'inu ifligu ba'idemaiser. Chad Omar. Oh, we did this Rashi, right? So the Gemara says, if it was one pocket, everybody will agree that it's chulin. But v'chad omar b'kis echod machloikis. Abo b'shnei kisim, but if it's two sides, divra hakel monoch umonomutl, like Rebbe. So in our case, these birds aren't connected. They're not, they're like separate pockets, right? Each bird is its own bird. So even the Rab Chachomim, so our mission is not a problem. The Chachomim say that if you have two separate birds, or in this case you have three separate birds, and one of them left, the two ones are the ones that were left from before. Because by two pockets, the only time we do say that it went here is if it's in one pocket. So you must have taken them together. But over here, you're not taking them. Over here, each bird is its own thing. And the Chachamim also agree to Rebbe that we say that mona munach mona mutl, that this is the same mona from before. So we don't even have a problem. Bishloima.
I like some better than the other.
So the Gemara says again, let's do the Rashi. Hamakshas yuma misayim lemilsa. The Maksha, the one who's questioning his answer, this is part of the question. Umefarish kushyose, and he articulates his question. Bishloima mandemuki pluktayu bebeis kisim. We understand one who says that they're arguing even if there is two separate pockets. And then we have a problem. So why, by the birds, which are like two separate pockets, why does the Mishnah rule that this is the same birds from before, when the Chachamim rule that, no, we don't say that it's the same bird. We don't say it's the same money. It's different money. That's a good question. Then that's similar to the Mishnah. That's two gezolos. So then we need to answer the talk of masnisim kerabonon. In order for the Mishnah to be able to go to the rabbonon, so you have to say my time. So they need the reason of hoyu vasuim ledadis. That we understand. El olamanda omar bishnei kisim moedu rabbonon. But one who says if it's two separate pockets, Also, the Rabbanan say that this is the same mana. So the question is, Hashto lomali lishnui mishum dasrin ledadis. Why do we have to say because they're going to, the chickens move around? Even by two pockets which don't move around, we're still going to say that this is the same money of before. It's not a problem according to the Chacham. Let's look at the Gemara. That's why we need to answer over here. That is different because Ledadis, that explains why the Chachamim will hold that it's the same pigeons. So, because the pigeons move away. But the one who says that the whole machloikis is only one pocket. Abu b'shneikisim, meaning that the Chachamim also hold that way. Let's just finish the Gemara here before we do the Rashi. So why do you have to say that it's medadin? So there's no machlokes. Everybody agrees that monach munach mona mutol. So these are the two birds that were in the beginning. Why do we have to answer? He says, by two pockets, there's no machloikis that everybody says, monach, munach, but these are the birds. And v'chad mahan rabbonu, one of these rabbis, meaning who says this answer, which is Rabbi Yochanan ben Elazar, one of them, Oy Rabbi Yochanan ben Elazar, ukmahachi, they said, one of them said so, b'shneikis, we don't know which one, chad omar. So uli il amai shonu, so why both of them, tarvayu hayo v'sim ledadis, but both of them said that the reason for our Mishnah is because the chicken will move away. But according to the one that says that by two pockets there is no machloikis, we don't have to say that because by two gazolas is no different than two pockets, not because they're moving away, just because the Chachamim hold. The only reason the Chachamim say this by one pocket, when you take, you're not going to take one and leave the other 100 over there. But by two pockets, we do say according to that opinion. So why do they have to say that the reason why we're saying that that's the original two birds is because birds move away, so one of the birds just jumped away from there? So Amar Rabashi, says Rabashi, that Hocho begizoles mukushorim, vekisim mukushorim askinam. So, we're talking about that the birds were tied to each other. And we're also talking about pockets that were tied to each other. Gezolos mukushorim, v'kisim mukushorim askin. Let's do Rabashi's answer. Let's do the Rashi. Omar Rabashi, Ocha Begidom, Manda Omar, Bikis Echod Machloikis. If he says that they're arguing in a case with one pocket, that's where they're arguing. Bishnei Kisim Kein Kis Echod Ka'omar. That means that there's really two pockets, but the two pockets are like one pocket. When he says kis echod machloikis, means there are really two, but they're tied together. Kamar dahainu shnei kisim b'kushorim, which mean two tied pockets. Ode ka'amar avo b'shnei kisim divra hakol mono munach mono mutl, but by two pockets. Over there, we're going to say separate. Mono, 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 muto. B'she'em u'kushorim. That's when they're not tied. If they're not tied, at all, then we don't have to say that you took one, you took the other. But if they're tied, which is, oh, that's called one pocket because they're tied. So, over there, we don't say mona munach mona muta. Umas nisin afilu begezolos bekushorim. Our Mishnah is talking about even if the pigeons or the small birds are tied, mashma. The hanoisorin mutorin. Even though they were tied, and now you find one of them is not there, and you have two left tied, it's still permissible. Veloy amirinon oisum shizima not lukulam. Don't say that ones that you prepared, you took them all. Veilachedim, these are others. But. So therefore, and by Shnei Kisim, if it's Mikushorim, they don't say that Monach Munach Monach Mutal. So we have a problem. How could the Mishnah go like the Rabbanon? So the problem is now because they're tied. And when they're tied, we don't say Monach Munach Monach Mutal by the birds. So he has to answer Hilchach. I loy dishani gezolis. Had he not answered that the gezolus is different because they jump away, then we could not give our Mishnah kenagol karabonon. Because if it's tied pockets, amri rabonon, hakel chulin. So over here would be all new because they were tied, so we took it away. So the reason is because they're medadim. Mahashto, agav hai shnuya, but because we give this answer that they're medadim, metuk mashab bir kirabonon, then it can go like the rabbonon. The gezolo is the medadim menatchi hadadi. That gezolo, since they jump, they tear apart from that tie. Veikel emisle lekula, and therefore we can say. Hinge this to linya the chad minayu the azalei one left. Avol kisim loy minatchi, but kisim do not take apart. Va'adam ba v'natlam. It must be a person came and took them. V'kivon demekushorim heim. And since they were tied, so he couldn't have just taken one. Heim shneim not took both, and therefore the rabbanon say that the one that's here is chulin. It must have taken the other one. But over here, it's because of the medadin that we say they tore themselves apart. As the Gemara says, goizoles menatchi adodi. The little chicks, they tear apart from one another. Kisim loy menatchi adodi. Kisim do not detach each other. So that's why the Chachamim say that what's here is new. The Meiser Sheni, the two pockets that were together were taken away from here. And what you see here is new money. So it's chulin. What is Rebbe? Rebbe Omer Loch? How did we have only one? It was tied before it was tied. And now you see just one pocket. How did it come in one pocket? How could it be the original one? Why does Rabbi? So Rabbi Amalach, kisim nami zimnin dimin natrichi. That also pockets dimis akel kutrayu. Sometimes their knot is undone. Satel kutrayu, zoktrashi, nite ka kesher shalem. The knot is untied. Umisparik me'elov, and it separates on its own. V'habo, what happened here?
Lost it.
Here. Can you see this?
Now, yeah.
V'abov v'notal. So he says, maybe the one who came and he took it, Shema lo mukushari motzo, maybe he didn't find them tied. He grabbed one and he went and he left the other one. So Rashi actually says that's Rabbi Svara, that maybe there was a ganav over here and he grabbed one, even though now it was tied originally. Now all of a sudden it's not tied. So how could we say it's the same one? But he's going to argue maybe the other one, Rabbi says, maybe somebody grabbed it, opened up, and he took one. Again, it's probably logical that if he intends to steal it, he would have taken both. But since it opens up on its own, he grabbed one and quickly, and therefore, what's left here is still miser, and therefore you have to treat it as miser, as opposed to the chachamim. They don't agree to that, but in our Mishnah, everybody will agree, also the chachamim, because the chicks by nature, they jump around, they untie themselves. And therefore, the fact that you don't find the chick tied to the other ones doesn't mean that it's a whole new bunch over here. Only what it means is that one got out of it and the others two are still over there. Okay, let's go weiter. Zogdiga Mishnah. It's not really, it's the presentation is complicated. It's really, you know, he gives an answer and then he says, why do you have to give the answer? And when you said, according to you, we don't even need that answer. And then he explains, he changes to being tied. And because we're talking about tied, that's why we do need the answer. And that's, and there is where the machlokes is between Rebbe and Rabbanon. It's just going a little bit a long way, but we'll leave it at that. We'll go weiter. Zogdi Gemara, b'toych hakein, umotzol lifnei hakein asurin. If you prepared the birds before Yontef, and you said the ones that are inside the nest, and then you come and you find them in front of the cane, so then it's asurin, it's prohibited. What does it mean in front of the cane? So Rashi explains, lifnei hakein, derech kol sheivochim, the way of all these nests, liyos ma'at min daf ha'aliyah, boilet chutz l'mechitza, shall call kain v'kain. So you have a floor, which is this top floor of the net. You have a nest, you have a top floor. That floor protrudes outside of the partition that each nest and nest called Kain V'Kain have. V'shom ha'yoinim yoitzim lavir. The pigeons go out to the ear. V'noichim shom kirtzoinom. They rest over there. There's like a ledge over there, and they rest over there. V'choizim l'kain, and then they go back to the cane. So they go out to the ledge, they go back in. That's the way it's made. Now, this ledge is closer to the nest. So now you're finding these pigeons on the ledge, right next to the nest. So the Mishnah said that it's asur. You prepared inside this asur. Why? Because maybe these came from far away. Maybe they came from the outside. Maybe they're not the ones that were before in the nest, in the cane. So we have to weigh between, should we say that these pigeons come from somewhere close? That means they came from the nest. Or we should say they come from the majority, most pigeons are not in the nest, they're outside there somewhere. Here we see pigeons on the nest. Do we assume they come from close, from the nest, or we assume they come from the world? Since the Mishnah says it's asur, it means that the majority overrides the fact which is closer. If closer would be the overriding factor, we should say they came from the cane. There should be mutter. The reason you say Osir, from the fact that you say Osir, we know that we go by majority against the closeness. So the Gemara says, Lema Mesaile L'Reb Chanina. Shall we say that this is a support to Reb Chanina? The Omar Rabbi Chanina, Reb Chanina says, if we have Roiv V'Koriv, you have a conflict, two ideas. Should we go by majority or should we go by what's closer? So he says, Holach Achar HaRoiv. You go after the majority. So, over here, we're saying it's Osir because we're going by majority, it looks like, which would mean our Mishnah supports what Rav Chanina says. Rashi, Holach Achar HaRoiv. Kihocha, that would be like over here in our case. The loy amrinon elu oison shezimem b'techakan. We don't say that these birds that are on the ledge on the daf are those that he prepared inside the cane. Shu korif lelifne hakain. That is close to the ledge which is in front of the cane. Elo amrinon ma'amosu. You come from the world, so we see we go by majority against closeness. So that should be a support from our Mishnah to Rav Chanina. Omar Abaye, so Abaye says, Bidaf. Since we're talking about a ledge, so the ledge is close to everybody. When you're saying, if you found them next to their nest is one thing, but the ledge is an open place for everybody. Zokrashi says, Bedav, the kulu koriv ninu. All of the pigeons are close also. You can't say that they're far and this is close, because the dav, hilkach halach achar haroiv. That's why we go after the majority, because the majority is also close. The ikatarti, it's close, and the majority, meaning to the daf, they're everybody is close to that. The pigeons, you know, if you weren't talking about the daf, you were talking about something which is close to them. Lifnei hakein. That would be close to them. But on the daf, it's not considered close to them. So there is two we're going to go after. In this case, we're going to go on the right because it's also korev. But when we have a dilemma, what to go by korev or right, we don't know. Rav Omar. Rav gives another answer.
So what does it mean? I don't understand the issue about korev. What's the issue of rov?
Rove means where are most pigeons? They're in the nest or outside? They're outside. Oh, here there were only two pigeons. They were just, apparently it's pigeon place, you know, everybody's sort of roaming around over there. So, what I'm saying, but since we're talking about the daf is close to them as well as just like to the birds. And therefore, if the majority and they're close, we go by that. But it doesn't prove that if there is a conflict between majority and closer, that we go after the majority, because that is not the case over here. Rabbi Omar, Rabbi says, "Bishnei kanim zu lemaylo zu askinam." Now we're dealing with over here. You have two floors of nests. Is we're dealing with. Lula Zudrashi, Rabbi Omar, Holoi Itzrich Lashmiinon, that this din, that we say that it's Asur, we don't need to teach us this Elo Bishnei Kanim Zul Maila Mizul. The case that we're talking about is that there is two nests, one on top of the other one. Ubishneim Gezolus, and they both have Gezol, Vizimen Eshebezu, Veloy Zimen Eshebezu. And he only prepared one nest and not in the other one. He prepared one or the other. Ulmochor Bo, then when it comes tomorrow on Yontif to use them, he doesn't find in that nest that he prepared Elo Lefonov. He doesn't find them in the nest, but they're now in front of the nest. And the other one who didn't prepare, he doesn't find at all. Not inside and not outside. And therefore, Asiri. Therefore, you can't use the birds that you found. This is not because we're afraid there's other birds. They're not around. This is not. This is going. Elo me'achar shalei motz on bimekoymon, but since he didn't find them inside of the nest, he found them outside. Ve'oid, and besides that, in addition to that, shebikeno achar hamukta lemotz klum, in the mukta when he didn't find at all, yesh lochu shema eila shemotz lifnei haken hamuchon. That those who he found in front of the nest that he prepared, they came not from the one in front of him, but they came from the mukta one, from the other one. The issue here is not within the nest itself, the upper ones or the other ones, we'll see, so upper or lower ones, one of them doesn't have the birds at all, and one of them, the birds are not inside that he prepared. So now we're starting to wonder, where did these birds come from? Did they come from the nest next to it? But you also see the top one doesn't have the birds over there. Maybe those are the birds that came from the top. The problem here is you didn't find where you put them. So how did they get here? We're trying to figure out, how did the birds get here? Did they get here from the one that is in front of them? Okay, that would be okay if the top one still had the birds that you didn't prepare, but it still had those birds there, but they're not there either. So now we have to say, where did they come from the top one or the bottom one? We'll see, the Gemara explain. Veloi meboyi zimen betachtoyne veloi zimen velyoyne. It goes without saying, in a case where he prepared the bottom one, didn't prepare the top one, and he finds on the outside the asir, and that'll be asir. Let's do the Rashi over here. The Tana that says that it's asir, lav kisha zimen as shel tachtoino ulemotzo ulemocher motzo betachtoino lefaneo v'loy betoicha. Not in a case where the next day he finds it in front of it and not inside. V'loy motzo betoicha. So in that case, So what are we going to say? So we're still going to explain that he's not, when if he prepared the one on the bottom and then ulamachar motzah b'tachtoin lefaneho v'loy b'toicho, he finds the front not inside, v'loy motzah b'elyoino, and the upper one he doesn't find klum, itzrich lemeimer the asiri, that he has to say that it's prohibited, the chayshinon dil mahani da azmin osdulu, because we worry that perhaps those that he prepared are gone from the bottom one. And the one that came from the top one, they, that are here in front of the bottom one, came from the top one. And the ishtarvuvi lamata, and they had sort of been dragged down to the lower nest. Unichitu, and they descended. So he says, holo itzlich. That you don't have to teach us that it's osur. The afila zimen bel yoino betoicha, even if he prepared the upper one inside, le zimen es sel tachtoina, and he did not prepare the bottom ones, ulemochar motza bel yoino lefaneo, and the next day he finds and the upper one in front of it, v'loy b'toicha, v'loy b'otza b'tachtoina klal asiri, even in that case, it would be osur. V'loy teimo, and don't say that lav urchai l'misrach u misrach b'edu k'tanim, that mele, you want to say they came down, we can say, but we're not going to say they go up while they're still small. Elamrino sruchim misaruch minatachtoina hamukzo slikif neelyona, but we'll say that they dragged themselves up from the tachtoina, which is mukzo, and they went up the other one. Damrinon hanach. So basically, it's easier for the birds to come down from the top to the bottom. So if they find the birds on the bottom, on the bottom, in front of the bottom nest, and he prepared the bottom one, but you don't find any birds at the top one. They didn't prepare them. You don't find, but we worry maybe it comes from the top one. It's more than that. That's not what we're coming to teach. We're coming to teach, in that case, it's kind of obvious that the top ones are going to go down to the bottom one. But even if he finds them in front of the top one, and he prepared the top one, and he didn't prepare the bottom one, and he doesn't find anything in the top one, in the inside, so where did it come from? L'cheir must come from the top one, but it can't come from the bottom one. We say, no, maybe it climbed up from the, even though this bird, it climbed up to the top one. So let's look inside the Gemara. It goes without saying, if he prepared in the lower nest, and he did not prepare in the upper nest, then he fired the bottom one, not the top one. Dasiron, why is it osur? Because we say it came from the top. Damrinon hanach azlu la'almo, those that were in the bottom one perhaps left. Bahanoch, and those on the top, ishtarbuv enochos, they dragged down and they came down. Even in a case where he prepared the upper one and he did not prepare the bottom one. Ubo motzo bel yoino, and he comes and finds in the upper one, in front of the upper one. Bo motzo bel yoino doesn't mean inside the nest, was within a problem. But Ubo motzo bel yoino v'loi motzo betachtoino. These have gone away, the Elyona. They dragged themselves up and they went away. I know it's a little bit confusing, but it's the case over here to understand it.